Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. Hi, I'm Irene Watson. I'm the managing editor of Reader Views in Austin, Texas.
And I'm Victor Volkman from Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Our show is recorded live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It's June 14th, 2007, and welcome to episode 29 in our series.
And I'd like to invite all of our Authors Access listeners to a new audio stream podcast called Authors Airwaves at www.authorsairwaves.com. Each week on Authors Airwaves, we'll feature a conversation with a different author of a book on psychology, self-help, or personal growth. Looking forward to seeing you there as well at www.authorsairwaves.com.
Tonight's topic is From Book to Bestseller. And our special guest who will be joining us this hour is Penny Sansevieri of www.amarketingexpert.com. You can learn more about our guest on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. Now, tonight we're on the line with Penny Sansevieri, CEO and founder of Author Marketing Experts Incorporated, a best-selling author and an internationally recognized book marketing and media relations expert. Her company is one of the leaders in the publishing industry and has developed some of the most cutting-edge book marketing campaigns. She's herself the author of 5 books, including Book to Bestseller, which has been called The Roadmap to Publishing Success. AME is the first marketing and publicity firm to use internet promotion to its full impact through the Virtual Author Tour, which strategically works with message boards, blogs, e-zines, and relevant sites to push an author's message into the virtual community and connect with sites related to the book's topic, positioning the author in his or her market. Now, Penny has placed authors on The View, CBS Early Show, CNN Showbiz Tonight, The New York Post, The New York Daily News, Fox in the Morning, and many other national syndicated network and cable shows. To learn more about Penny's books or her promotional services, you can visit her website at www.amarketingexpert.com. And now we're going to talk to this week's special guest, Penny Sansevieri. Good evening to you, Penny.
Good evening, and thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show.
Hi, Penny. Okay, I'm just sitting here on the edge because you are the most cutting-edge book marketing person, as Victor said, and I know that personally you are. So it's like, okay, what's the hottest marketing trend right now?
Hottest marketing trend is marketing on the Internet. That is by far one of the biggest and the hottest new ways to get the word out about your book.
The Internet. You know, what a concept. I mean, we can be in our own homes, our own offices, but yet we can just be out there in the whole world.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
yeah,
so when you talk about marketing on the Internet, what particular trends are you seeing that are really catching on right now?
Well, it's interesting because I started to sort of experiment and dabble in Internet promotion a little over 4 years ago. And I looked at it at that time because I realized that with the flood of books that were hitting the market, we were going to start to get in a lot of trouble with offline book reviewers, which we are now at. I mean, we're at the point where, you know, offline book reviewers are, you know, book review departments are closing their doors.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened since that time is Internet marketing has really evolved. People used to think of Internet marketing in terms of email blasts. And email blasts, we all know, with super aggressive spam filters, don't work anymore. It used to be that we would do Internet campaigns by targeting blogs and email newsletters and things like that. And a lot of that has stayed the same, but a lot of that is starting to evolve because everybody is now running to the Internet to try and promote their book. Consequently, the Internet's starting to get really full. And what, you know, 4 years ago when I would send a blogger a book, he would say, he or she would say, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to have this book. And now that same blogger will tell me, oh, gee, I've got 75 other books waiting. Get in line. So, you know, it really has evolved. And what I usually tell authors when I teach Internet marketing is how you market your book on the Internet will really depend on your book. Review-based Internet marketing works, but it works when you target a really healthy blend of high-traffic book review sites and niche sites. So, for example, You know, if you have a book, let's say, on World War II, you'd want to sort of divvy up your target list to going after World War II specific sites and groups, as long as they're getting a lot of traffic, and some high traffic book review sites, because sometimes you will get, you may not always get readers to the book review sites, but you may very well get buyers, book buyers, and that can be significant.
I heard you say 4 years ago the bloggers were just like, wow, thanks, and now like, they get so many books. So obviously you as the marketing person, the publicist for the author, has to be three steps ahead, not only one step ahead, but always having that, you know, just being ahead of the trend. Because once you're in the trend, it's like too late, isn't it?
Yes. Once you're in the trend, it's too late. And one of the things, I mean, you know, it's interesting because I actually will go, I go to New York, well, I don't know, everybody here jokes that I go to New York, you know, I went to New York 30 times in the last 2 months, but I go to New York pretty frequently to meet with traditional publishers to talk to them about this internet, because all of them know they need to jump on it, but many of them don't really know where to jump first because there are so many options. And one of the biggest challenges that I think these publishers face is not necessarily getting on the internet. It's what you said, staying ahead of the curve. And as a company, I mean, my commitment to our internet, the internet component, because we don't really call it a division anymore as we used to, because the division between offline and online media is really blurring. But the internet component of the company requires a dedicated research and dedicated time to know, you know, where are we going to be 2 years from now. I have an associate of mine who is very, very into all things internet and has been for a number of years. And I can remember 2 years ago her saying to me, you know, listen, Penny, social media is really going to start to take off. And, you know, at the time we were all sort of knee-deep in going after bloggers and all of this other stuff. And sure enough, Book Expo America was just in New York, and they said social media, social networking, social sites like Facebook and MySpace and Gather and all of that, people are just going crazy for these sites because they're realizing that that's where they're going to find one other place where they're going to find their readers.
Exactly, exactly. And so that brings me to the next question. You have something that's really unique, and I'm not sure that anybody else is doing that, and you even trademarked it, which is called the Virtual Author Tour. Now, this to me sounds very, very unique. Could you tell our listeners more about what it is that you provide your clients?
Absolutely. The Virtual Author Tour is, the title actually encompasses a number of programs, because as I said, every book is different, so every internet experience for that book is going to be, you know, adapted to the genre and the audience. But the Virtual Author Tour is designed to tour the book and the author, which is why we call it the Virtual Author Tour, not the Virtual Book Tour, tour the book and the author on the internet. So to tour them on the internet around to sites, and whatever those sites are, whether they're discussion groups or e-zines or anything like that, just like you would tour around the country, but you never have to leave your home. And that's another very attractive piece to internet publicity, is that you are you're able to do all of this and more, and you don't even have to leave your house.
That's incredible. And
yeah,
what a service.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Penny. Now, this virtual book tour, is this something that I, as an independent author, can organize on my own, or do I really need professional help to get an effective campaign?
Well, yes and no. I've known authors who really understand the internet, who know how search engine optimization ties into their tour, who understand ranking and all of that, that can go out and do it on their own. Ideally, it's sort of like, you know, going after Oprah. Authors, you know, you don't want to necessarily try this at home. If you can get out and hire a company, whether it's our company or you know, someone else in the industry, I think there are a few people now jumping on this bandwagon, that's always a great idea. And one of the reasons is not just because you have someone representing you on the internet, but you have someone who knows what a good site ranking needs to be. When Google changes their algorithms and it changes what sites we target, how we target them, how we market the books, the hot new trends that we're all talking about. And all of this starts to get very techy, which to a lot of people, I got to tell you, a lot of authors, and I've even worked with engineers on their books and things, people who deal with technology all day long, get very intimidated by their own book because it's a very personal thing, obviously. And one of the most intimidating things that an author does that I find when I'm coaching or working with an author is putting up their own website. Authors, you know, most authors don't even really know where to start. And if that is your stumbling block, that's okay, but then know that doing your own internet campaign might not be that successful. Here's an example. You can do an internet campaign where you get a ton of links on a ton of websites. But if all of those links are on sites that are getting, let's say, 5 people a week to them, you know, you've just wasted a month or 6 months or a year or however long it's taking you to get all those sites linked. Better to spend that time going after high-traffic sites, because the idea is that when you have an incoming link from a high-traffic site, that traffic is now, hopefully, in a perfect world, being somewhat redirected to your site. Also, your site will benefit from the linking on a high-traffic site. Google sees that as a benefit to your site, to have a link from a high-traffic site. And oftentimes they just don't, you know, authors don't really know where to start or where to look.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. I mean, even though I spend about 12 hours a day surfing the web, that doesn't mean I know where to start putting together my own virtual book tour. Now, what are, like, 3 or 4 questions that I should ask someone who's offering me internet promotions to make sure I'm getting the real deal?
Well, I think what you want to talk to them about is you want to find out, you want to get an idea of what their level of expertise is. Do they have a research team? Are they just out there just to get you a bunch of reviews on a bunch of websites that may or may not necessarily matter? I would ask them if their reviews are there tours customized? And ask them how they determine, and this is a very fair question to ask, ask them how they determine what sites they go after.
Right.
Ask them, you know, how much research they do. These are all really, really good questions to find out, because the reason you want to hire someone, you know, it's sort of like when, you know, the old adage of going after a PR firm. The reason that you want to pay the money for a PR firm is for their contacts. The same is true for someone doing internet marketing. The reason you hire someone to do internet marketing is because they are ahead of the curve, as Irene was saying, and they have, you know, they have access to portals or knowledge that you don't have the time, you know, or may not ever have access to.
Right.
You know, so that's probably the biggest thing. Price is very, I mean, I think price is very secondary. The prices, I got to tell you, I mean, for an author to hire someone, they are all over the board. The higher prices, and I don't mean to not say that you shouldn't pay a reasonable fee to get your book toured, but the higher prices aren't necessarily better than the lower prices. And if something is much too low, ask yourself why.
Yeah.
Because, again, you could land up with just a whole handful of book reviews and not a whole lot of traction to your campaign.
All right. Let's talk about, I mean, there's obviously a whole lot of elements here. You've got reciprocal linking, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Influential blogs. There's going to be email newsletters. How about YouTube videos? What are some other things that would go into a really broad tour?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. YouTube videos, we're actually working on developing a tour that is entirely video-based.
Wow.
So, yeah. So a video-based internet tour. We're actually coming up with some really, really exciting things. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to sort of change our campaigns every 6 to 8 months because of the changes on the internet. I mean, it really, I had a publisher tell me one time, he said, how do you stay sane by changing your campaigns all the time? But you know what, it keeps us on our toes. So the YouTube is fantastic. Using YouTube and Google Video, we've also been working on book trailers that we've developed and finished. And I have another website, redhotinternetpublicity.com, that has a link to one, I think there may be a second one up there now, but to some of our book trailers that we do. And the other thing that's really, really hot right now, I talked to you about the social networking. You know, everybody's heard of MySpace, whether it's good or bad, whatever you've heard about MySpace, everybody's heard about it. But what people don't know is that you can turn your MySpace page into a feeder site. And a feeder site is designed to feed traffic into your website. And one of the biggest, when I was doing some research, and one of the things that I found that people really overlooked was utilizing these portals, utilizing these things that are already in place like LinkedIn and Facebook and all of that, not just to put up a pretty picture and a bunch of wording, but use it to drive traffic to your site. That's going to be very, very, very hot. I mean, I predict in the next 6 months we're going to see just a ton of dialogue on that, on you know, in the news and on you know, book-related websites and things like that.
Yeah, bring me up to speed a little bit on the social networking. I know the idea is to get the most friends possible, and then those friends will refer other friends to you. Is that where does the momentum come from?
Well, the momentum, yeah, where the momentum comes from, or the tipping point, as it was coined a couple of years ago, the momentum really comes when you reach this, when you start to reach sort of this this wave of getting people to sort of network with you on these various social networking sites. And one of the things that we have really looked at and that I spent considerable time researching is how do you reach that tipping point? Because, you know, we can all put up a MySpace page, and I've actually put up several test MySpace pages to sort of tinker with this a little bit, because, you know, you put up a MySpace page and you think, you know, 6 months later, woohoo, I have five friends.
Yeah, right.
I'm doing real well, you know. But there's a methodology, and what you have to realize is that when you go into these various sites, yes, they do take some work, but there are also languaging issues that you have to look at. You know, when you go onto a site, let's say like Facebook,
yeah.
Facebook is a very young site, actually much younger than MySpace. MySpace skews older. Mm-hmm. MySpace skews about 35 and up. And despite what Dateline wants you to believe, less than 10% of the people on MySpace are actually predators. So, it's, you know, if you watch Dateline, if you think, oh, my gosh, every single person on MySpace, it's a horrible place to be. And, you know, you have to be careful with anything on the Internet, you know, whether it's scams or identity theft. And the more that you get out there, the more you see, you know, some of these people, you think, ooh, what kind of business are you in? But these are really, really good. These are really good portals. Squidoo is another great one. Squidoo was started by Seth Godin. He was one of his claims to fame was the Idea Virus a number of years back that he gave away as an ebook just to sort of test the idea of can you give it away for free and still make money selling your book, which he proved as absolutely true. So there is a method to the madness of all of this. But again, you know, like anything, you want to look at these trends and say, you know, as an author, say, well, how is this really going to benefit me? And let me tell you, when you start to get out there and promote your own book on the Internet, the choices that you will be given, even if you just do some random surfing and some research, will almost overwhelm you.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know, so you really have to pick and choose. If you want to start a Squidoo page, let's say, for example, and you want to try and experiment with social networking, then that's what you need to focus on. And focus on that for, you know, 30 days. Get your feet wet with it. Don't try to do that and the research and going after the bloggers. And if we have time, I'd love to talk about some blog tips, too. I'm sorry. I just threw that in there.
No, let's segue right over to blogs. How do I find the right blog for my book and the ones that people read?
That's a really good question. Thank you for asking that question. When, you know, the first thing that people say, you know, the first thing that authors say when they have a blog is you know, or they want to target bloggers, they say, well, where do I go? Do I just randomly sort of search on Google? Google actually does have a search engine dedicated to blogs. But if you go to Technorati, which is Technorati, I'm sorry, I can't spell in my head. I have to almost write it down. If you go to technorati.com and you plug in your area of expertise, and let's say it's, I don't know, underwater basket weaving.
Sure.
You'll pull up blogs. You'll pull up a whole list of blogs. And what you want to do is you want to focus on the top five blogs in your market, and you want to watch those bloggers. And here's a really great Internet networking tip. What you want to do is you want to watch those bloggers, and you want to comment on their blogs, comment on their blog postings. It's a really fantastic way to network with them, to get to know them, and then at some level to drive traffic back to your site. Every blog post you put up should have your URL in it, should have your website address. It's a fantastic way to drive traffic to your own blog, too, by commenting on these blogs. You know, and if you keep five of them, and again, you know, like anything, figure out exactly what your goals are. If going after the top 5 or 10 bloggers is your goal, then that's going to keep you pretty busy, let me tell you.
Okay, so it's kind of like working how we used to work with listserv.
Yeah.
You don't want to just jump in there and your first message is, "Hi, I'm Joe Blow. Go buy my book on car repair."
You know, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because here's the reality. The reality is nobody cares you wrote a book. No,
I know.
It's true. You know, nobody except for mom really cares that you wrote a book. And the thing is that, the biggest mistake that authors make when they market their book is that they try to sell their book. People don't buy a book, they buy benefits.
Yeah.
So figure out what your benefits are. And this is any kind of marketing that you do, whether you're public speaking or radio, anything. Never sell your book, always sell the benefits. And when you go into blogs and you say something like, "Woohoo, I have this great book," that blogger is going to take your comment right off that blog.
Right, and you'll probably be blacklisted if you're lucky and have 18 flames posted about you.
Not a good way to make friends, absolutely.
Okay, now, this is really interesting. I know a couple of weeks ago it was announced that all but like 4 newspapers in the U.S. have dropped their book reviews, which is something you hinted at. Is it true that the monopoly of the big 5 pre-publication book reviewers is probably going to come to an end, where we don't have to worry about Publishers Weekly and Booklist and Kirkus and so on?
Yes. I do believe at that point that is going to shift, because it has to shift. It's going to be forced to shift. I think pre-publication galleys are eventually going to go away, as
Yay.
It is.
News I've heard this week. Keep going.
As it is, bookstores don't even really look at pre-publication dates anymore. You know, we, as a company, we still adhere to them because we're sort of tied to some of the antiquated ways of marketing, i.e. galley copies and advance review copies and things like that. But I believe, there was an article that said, I don't know if it was in Slate or where I read it, but in 5 years, there's a good chance that in 5 years, the New York Times could cease to exist as an in-print publication.
Wow.
Which would mean that pre-publication reviews targeted to, quote-unquote, in-print publications would also go away. And that's why I say you are spot on, absolutely right. They are going to go away, and I think Kirkus and Booklist and Library Journal, I think eventually the publishers, and it's going to take a while, and honestly it's going to take New York, it's going to take the big 5 to kind of push this trend, and I think many of them are already doing it.
Yeah, a few of them have their reviews online, but a lot of them require you to buy the $100 paper to get that.
Yeah, except that, exactly. The Wall Street Journal, I'm actually going to be canceling. I mean, I love the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to be canceling my paper subscription and just going online, because I'm online actually more than I ever thought I would be, as you could probably imagine. But to have that, and then to have it when I travel, and to have news alerts and things like that, because, you can't be in all places at the same time. So having those, those are the kinds of benefits that come with moving all of your content online, is you can notify readers when particular articles appear and things like that.
Penny, we're just going to kind of like make a switch here. And aside from not marketing at all, what are some of the biggest mistakes that authors actually make?
I think that one of the biggest mistakes that authors make is not aligning their expectations correctly. We did a study, an informal survey about 5 years ago, and we found that authors will typically market themselves for about 90 days. On the 91st day, they are discouraged, and they've probably blown through all their marketing dollars, right?
Right.
And they feel like the world doesn't care that they wrote a book. The truth is, the world does care you wrote a book, but it's going to take the world a little while longer to notice you. So realigning your expectations is a big, big, big thing that an author can do. Let me share some numbers with you that are a little startling. There was a study done, there was a statistic released actually during Book Expo that said that the number of books published in the U.S. used to be 500 books a day. That has now changed to 800 books a day. There are almost 300,000 books published a year in the U.S., and 25,000 books a year are stocked in Barnes & Noble. So when an author publishes a book, the first thing they say is, I've got to be on bookstore shelves.
Yeah.
With 25,000 books out of 300,000, the math is not in your favor. So by understanding those numbers and understanding it's not a personal thing, it's not a vendetta against your book. It's not because, you know, it's nothing personal. It's just the industry. You have to remanage your expectations and stick with it. Sticking with a campaign is almost better than all of the money that you can throw at a campaign. And again, you know, I mean, I do a lot of teaching, and we work with a lot of authors. We are enormously fortunate to work with a ton of talented authors. But if I have an author that comes to me in a consultation and says, you know what, I want to see where this book can go in 90 days, because I think in 90 days I'm going to be, I don't know, on Oprah. I can't work with that person. Because they're just going to end up discouraged.
Yeah, you can't please them.
You know what I mean? I mean, 90 days is nothing. 90 days allows me the time to basically get the books out the door and start generating some pitches and get some pitches out to the, you know, initially to the media. So I think that's one of the biggest things. And you know what's really a shame? I got to tell you, it's really, really a shame, because I see a lot of books that don't get to where they should be or where they could be because the author has just said, I'm throwing in the towel and I give up.
Well, gosh, I can understand that they would. You know, when you're saying, now, I was impressed that last year or the year before there were 200,000 books published, so you're talking that there are 100,000 books more this past year. Oh, my goodness, those are huge numbers.
Yeah.
Huge numbers. And,
yeah.
You know, and being an author myself, I went into Barnes & Noble and I just had this pie in the sky and I could see my book in Barnes & Noble. Well, it didn't happen, and yes, it's extremely discouraging. But what I'm also hearing you say is there are other alternatives. And maybe we should just go into some of these other alternatives where actually authors can have book signings or have events or get their book out. What do you recommend?
Well, you know, some of the things, I mean, here's the real secret. The real secret, besides not marketing, not trying to sell your book and marketing your benefits, is really thinking outside the book. Book signings can be very tough to come by, although most authors, when they have a book, they think, I need to do events, I need to do book signings. I wrote an article once entitled, Book Signings Are Boring. which, you know, book signings in and of themselves are great. I think every author is entitled, you know, there's nothing in the world like autographing your book. I have 5 books out now. I mean, I still get really excited every time somebody asks me to autograph my book. That's a fantastic thing. The problem with that is that it doesn't really generate a lot in the way of interest. When you get out and you do a talk and you start to draw a crowd and you draw people and they're drawing interest, now you're giving them a benefit. The other thing is that bookstores are, everybody's competing for bookstore calendar space. Why not go somewhere else? Why not do a signing in a Starbucks or a Peet's Coffee or whatever you have near you? Why not do an event I did an event once in a Blockbuster Video. Mm. I've done events in electronic stores and grocery stores. Hallmark is a fabulous place to do an event. But let me tell you a little secret about Hallmark, and I hope nobody at Hallmark is listening. Don't go to the corporate offices. Go to the individual store that you have in your area and talk to the manager. If you go to the corporate offices, I'm telling you, it'll be 20 years before you, because you have to go through all kinds of levels of approval. And your goal is not necessarily to get your book carried by Hallmark, although it might be, but they have their own imprint and all this other, so that gets very complicated. But your goal is just to get into the store on a busy Saturday afternoon, preferably right around some major holiday like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, and, you know, be in there with your book ready to autograph. Autographed books make great gifts. So thinking outside of the book, so to speak, is going to get you more traction. It's going to make for a much more interesting campaign. And, you know, you could also sell books to catalogs or specialty stores or corporations. You know, and when you sell them to places like that, you're also selling them in books. You're selling big quantities of books, which is great because most of the time, you know, and in particular self-published authors, there's an old joke in the industry that goes, how do you tell, when you're driving down a residential street, how do you tell the self-published author? And they say, well, because the cars are not parked in the garage because they're the garage full of books. It's actually much funnier when somebody else tells them. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, there are so many opportunities out there, and authors usually get very focused in on the few that everybody else is going after.
Well, gosh, Penny, you have just, I'm in awe with all the information that you've given us, and in such a short time, and I know that our time is coming to an end here, and I just would like you to remind our listening audience of your website.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. AMarketingExpert.com is our marketing website, and RedHotInternetPublicity.com, which is the website dedicated to our internet component, as well as my new book, Red Hot Internet Publicity, which just came out.
Wow. That's great. So they have two places to go to, and certainly I encourage all our listeners to just really check those out because you have so much information, not only just what you do, but there's a lot of other information. And certainly to communicate with you about the virtual author tour, I think that is just something really unique that you came up with. And I encourage our listeners to check that out. Thanks again, Penny. This has been great.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show. I had a great time.
And you've been listening to another podcast edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. You can hear us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we'll be back on the air Thursday, June 21st, when our topic will be Becoming Your Own Critique Partner. And our guests who will be joining us are Janet Walters and Jane Toombs. You can learn more about our guests, past, present, and future, on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. Authors Access is a joint production of Reader Views Incorporated and Loving Healing Press.
And for Reader Views, this is Irene Watson of Austin, Texas, signing off.
For Loving Healing Press, this is Victor Volkman in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wishing you all a good evening.